You're listening to SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was fond this year of encouraging members of the Canberra Press Gallery and fellow MPs to broaden their thinking and not be obsessed with what goes on in the nation's capital.
And I would encourage the opposition to spend a bit more time focusing on questions about the economy, about drought, about electricity prices, and get their heads out of the Canberra bubble.
Now, the Australian National Dictionary Centre has named the term Canberra bubble its word of the year, the word or expression the centre thinks best sums up the year. The centre's director, Amanda Largeson, says the phrase, referring to the insular environment of federal politics, continued on to gain use well beyond the Prime Minister.
The one that made word of the year was Canberra bubble, which is a term that was popularised or very much used by Prime Minister Scott Morrison over the last few months, but actually very much trended through 2018, so we saw a lot of increased usage by various politicians through 2018.
Ms Largeson says two other terms that made the shortlist for Word of the Year came out of the frequent debates over energy policy.
In terms of climate change and energy policy, we saw a couple of terms make our shortlist. So NEG, the National Energy Guarantee, which was a source of much debate, but of course also led to a change in Prime Minister, or at least was one of the factors that led to a change in Prime Minister. And Scott Morrison's use of the term fair dinkum power we thought was quite an interesting one, referring to dispatchable energy, or particular coal. As well as his use of fair dinkum more generally this year.
Some examples?
What I call fair dinkum power.
More fair dinkum power.
Fair dinkum power, as you've heard me call it. What I mean by fair dinkum, stuff that works when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. That's the reliable power that we need in our system.
With much of eastern Australia in drought, Ms Largeson says drought relief also made the list.
Drought relief efforts, I think, were particularly prominent this year. I mean, drought is often a thing that you know, affects Australia. And we saw a number of public appeals, campaigns, activities, many of which had, even though drought relief, of course, as a term is not exclusively Australian, we saw, a number of quite Australian-style campaigns, the Haymake concert, the Buy a Bale campaign, sausage sizzles and so on.
Two other words made the centre's shortlist. There was bag rage, referring to the anger provoked in a customer by the removal of free plastic bags at the checkout. And there was blockchain, a system in which records are kept across several computers in a peer-to-peer network used especially for cryptocurrency transactions. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.